UK house prices dip for first time in nearly 3 years. The typical property value has still marginally increased since the start of the year, Lloyd said. The average UK house price fell annually in August, marking the first year-on-year decrease since November 2023, according to an index. A 0.4% average annual drop in property values was recorded by Lloyd's in August. The typical house price fell by 0.2% month-on-month, following a 0.1% month-on-month decrease in July. Across the UK, the average house price in August was £298,468. Andrew Assam, mortgages director at Lloyd's, said, "The average property now costs £298,468, marking the first annual fall in house prices since November 2023. Despite that, prices are still marginally up, a 0.2% increase since the start of the year. The housing market has faced a more difficult backdrop in recent months, with the impact of global events on inflation and borrowing costs creating greater economic uncertainty. What we're not seeing is a rush of homeowners cutting prices, but more are choosing to sit tight, with sellers reluctant to accept offers they feel are too low, while some buyers are waiting to see how conditions develop." He added, "Average house prices remain around 25% higher than they were at the end of 2019, despite the substantial increase to interest rates seen over recent years." Northern Ireland continued to record the strongest annual house price growth, Lloyd said, with prices up by 6.9% annually and the average property value standing at a record high of £231,245. Scotland also recorded solid growth, with prices rising by 3.5% annually, the report said. Get a free fractional share worth up to £100. Capital at risk. Terms and conditions apply. Advertisement. Get a free fractional share worth up to £100. Capital at risk. Terms and conditions apply. Advertisement. In Wales, the average house price has increased by 0.6% annually, while within England growth remained strongest in northern regions, Lloyd said. By contrast, price growth remains under pressure across much of southern England, reflecting the greater affordability challenge caused by higher average prices, the bank added. Looking ahead, Mr. Assam said, "We expect the market to remain fairly subdued in the months ahead, but this will likely only have a limited impact on house prices. While affordability remains a challenge, wages continue to grow and employment has held up better than many anticipated. This will help to support demand from those who need or want to move." Nikki Stevenson, managing director of Fine and Amp Country, said, "In a market where buyers have more choice and are increasingly payment conscious, an ambitious asking price can quickly become a barrier to securing a deal. Sellers who price realistically from the outset are much more likely to capture the attention of the buyers who are ready to act." Jason Tebb, president of On the Market, said, "As we head into autumn and another budget beckons, political uncertainty and challenging economic conditions continue to form a backdrop to activity." Ian Futcher, a financial planner at wealth manager Quilter, said, "Clearly, stretched affordability and an uncertain economic background has had a negative impact on house prices, and, unfortunately, recent volatility in bond markets has the potential to put further pressure on mortgage rates. Swap rates have risen sharply in recent days, and some lenders have already begun adjusting pricing in response. For first-time buyers who have spent months building a deposit and carefully calculating what they can afford, sudden shifts in mortgage rates can pull the rug from under their feet just as they are preparing to make a move." Mark Harris, chief executive of mortgage broker SBF Private Clients, said, "Lenders are working hard to offer solutions to those trying to get on the ladder for the first time." Sarah Coles, head of personal finance at AJ Bell, said the market may provide opportunities for some first-time buyers. She said, "Horribly high prices have made it incredibly difficult to get onto the property ladder, and if they come down off recent highs, it could bring properties within reach, especially if sellers are prepared to negotiate. The fly in the ointment is that mortgage costs are still a huge stretch, so the size of your deposit will make all the difference." It's worth considering any help you can get, from topping up your lifetime ISA to get a bigger bonus from the government, to asking family for help. Jonathan Hopper, chief executive of Garrington Property Finders, said, "Struggling sellers are cutting prices preemptively to attract interest, with those putting their home on the market now often facing an uncomfortable reality check on their price expectations." Ian McKenzie, chief executive of the Guild of Property Professionals, said, "If mortgage rates remain broadly stable and confidence continues to improve, the traditional autumn uplift in activity could provide some momentum. But affordability remains the defining constraint, so any recovery is likely to be measured rather than dramatic." Join our commenting forum. Join thought-provoking conversations, follow other independent readers, and see their replies. Comments. Bookmark popover. Removed from bookmarks.